busy Christmas period and generally a good one. Obviously, a bit of a slip up at the weekend, but things going well and you're climbing the table, which is what you want to be doing.
Yeah, I think it's been obviously a difficult period, and Sean's come in and he's settled in. And the great thing is he actually enjoys what we're doing as a club. And you can see that when you see the crowds on both the 28th and the 2nd, you know, approaching 6,000, which is incredible considering where we were a few years ago.
Yeah, how pleased are you with what Sean has done? Yes, off the pitch, getting involved with that side of things, but the results on the pitch, because you had a great little run that's taken you up towards those playoffs now. He's had an impact.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's a results business, isn't it? And unfortunately, all good things come to an end, and they did with a bump. But yeah, they picked themselves up, and the squad is strong. Sean and is now settled in well, and yeah, we're looking forward to the rest of the season.
Yeah, he said when he came in that, I mean, part of the reason he wanted the job was because he was optimistic of achieving something, because the squad is strong and you were in a false position. Is there a real line of thinking now that you can go into 2016 and make those playoffs and achieve what he wanted to when he first came in?
Yeah, I think there's a realism that... So you've got what will be, will be. Last year we wanted to establish ourselves as a League Two club. This year we want to be in the good top half. And if you're in the top half with 7 places, last 4 being in the playoffs, then there's always an opportunity for a late run.
Yeah. And is there a slight sense, there must be a slight sense, I guess, from the board's point of view of relief, because you made a big change with Richard going after 3 years. And of course, as soon as that decision is made, you want to see an upward trajectory, don't you? And, and you're seeing that now. So is there a bit of a sense of, whoa, we made the right decision?
Yeah. We all know it was a difficult decision because we still owe Richard so much for what he did for the club. And then you have to make an appointment, and not all appointments are successful. You know, York is still struggling after a few weeks with McNamara. Mm. So it's getting that first win. You could feel the relief by the supporters and by all the directors, because make the wrong decision and it could go, you could go backwards.
Yeah, is there a feel-good factor around the place? Sean said when he came in, he wanted the players to have smiles on their faces. That was the one thing he wanted to change quickly. He wanted them to enjoy being professional footballers. Are you getting that sense?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the way the players interact with the fans after matches as well. You know, when you wander around the ground on match day, there's people are sort of saying it's great, isn't it? We come along, the place is now foolish, you know, where lots of families come in, more and more families, and there is a general optimism that this club has had false dawns in the past, but actually what we've done is building something that is going to be sustainable. And as we know, next stages, we do need the modern stadium and the sporting village.
Yeah, and that will be, I guess, on top of the agenda moving into 2016. Obviously, the playing side is very important, but the new ground, we all know, we've spoken about it a lot, is top of your priority list.
Yeah, it's you know, we got 6,000 people, we're averaging over 5,500. You know, there is a need for a modern football stadium. The work in the community is just expanding. The soccer schools can't cope with the numbers. We're into 60-odd schools every week. And I know we keep repeating this, but we need to get that message out there. And the report last week that suggested the development at Trumpington shouldn't go ahead because of flooding problems. Well, hold on. You know, the same report also said that there is a desperate need for community facilities. And that is key to this club going forward.
What's the next step with that then, Dave?
The planning goes in within the next few weeks. Grosvenor are talking to the councils and the planning committees. And we're having a lot of meetings, you know, sort of behind the scenes. And generally, everybody acknowledges now that what we've put in place is the future, and which will help the community as well.
And because for people that don't know, the plan now is for the Abbey to be redeveloped, but that can't go ahead unless Grosvenor get the thumbs up for their development over at Trumpington Meadow. So that's the link between the club and the landlords.
And you can see, you know, with various news reports, there's still a shortage of houses. Houses go on the market in Cambridge and are snapped up within 24 hours. There are not enough houses here. You know, where are we going to have them? How do we build them? How do we provide the facilities?
Would your two wishes for 2016 then be promotion and some light shed on what's going to happen with the ground?
Yeah, success on the pitch and planning permission for us going forward so we can really plan.
Yeah, and how long do you think it will be until you have an idea of what's going on with the ground?
By the middle of the year.
Yeah.
We'll understand how what the feeling is.
Mm. Because you need to know the situation, don't you, now?
Yeah, every football club, you need to understand. You know, you look at Wimbledon, you know, they're moving back towards Player Lane. And the councils there have fully supported them. And they've done brilliantly to come from a club that was almost out of existence to now looking forward to a 10,000 stadium and then gathering momentum going forward. And that's what we need to do.